British voters are going to the polls today. Yep, we know you've heard that before. This is the third general election in less than 5 years in the United Kingdom. The results will determine which party controls Parliament, who will be Prime Minister, and what happens with Brexit, the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union. Voters said yes to Brexit in 2016, but the government hasn't cut the cord so far. NPR's Frank Langford is in London. And Frank, why are Britons going to the polls yet again?
Well, the reason they are, Lisa, is Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, does not have enough votes to get his Brexit withdrawal agreement through the Parliament. If you remember, his predecessor, Theresa May, tried to get her deal through. It failed three times. And so basically, he's at a stalemate. He can't move forward. And so his solution is to hold an election and try to win as many seats as possible so he can get this thing done.
So does it look like, I mean, it sounds like he's very much in a hard place right now. Is he in trouble in his position as Prime Minister?
I don't think so. I think it's impossible to predict these elections. A number of the recent elections that we've had have all been a bit of a surprise. His party, though, is a good 9-10 points up in the average of polls, and so the expectation is that he could win a small majority. But we could also end up with a hung parliament in which it's very hard to poll with all of these seats around the country. So you could end up with a hung parliament where we're sort of stuck back in the same place that we have been really now for, gosh, over 2 years.
And Frank, you've been speaking with voters. What are you hearing now?
Well, I think one thing is Boris Johnson's message, which is get Brexit done, has been very effective. It has cut through a lot of the, you know, it's cut through a lot of the political noise. And you would find a lot of Brexit voters very supportive of this. They're just tired of it. But also, you'll find people who didn't vote for Brexit who just are suffering from fatigue, and they feel like the country, even if this is a mistake economically and it's going to hurt the country, they would like the country to move on. It's been interesting to talk to Labour voters. There are a lot of them who really like Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, particularly some of his socialist policies, his focus on income inequality. But I was talking last night around Oxford Circus in central London to a fellow named Simeon Blake Hall. He's an actor. He's 25 years old. And he was saying he likes Corbyn a lot, but he's concerned that Corbyn doesn't really have the political cunning to take on someone like Johnson, who is a very challenging politician. And in many cases, people here feel often Johnson says things that are not true. This is what Simeon Blake Hall said yesterday.
We have this prime minister right now who is able to just lie so brazenly and just get away with it. There's so many open goals, I feel, that Corbyn's missed.
Who do you think is going to win?
Boris.
So he thinks that Boris Johnson, the Conservative prime minister, is going to win, the man who is trying to get Brexit done. Are Conservative voters equally confident?
They're not. I think that there's anxiety. They were higher up in the polls earlier. They seem to have more momentum. But Boris Johnson has been out, and he's been making some mistakes on the campaign trail. And it looks like some of the polls have tightened a bit. And there's more support heading towards Corbyn. So this is unpredictable. We'll find out tonight when the returns start coming in at 10 o'clock tonight here in London, 5 o'clock time on the East Coast. But I think that conservatives are anxious that they may not have the kind of majority that they hope for, or even what would really, really upset them and put them in a difficult position is if they were back with a hung parliament.
So if Boris Johnson comes out of this election with only a small majority, what is that going to mean for Brexit and the future of the UK?
Well, he may have enough to get his deal through, but one of the things that would be interesting is if it's a small majority, it means he's going to be more reliant on some of the hardcore Brexiteers who might push a very tough deal, sort of a future deal with the European Union, and a much more distant deal economically. That could hurt, you know, the United Kingdom in the aggregate has benefited from being in the EU. If a much harder Brexit, that could damage the economy. And so how Boris Johnson does determine a lot about how Brexit might look and also the future path as basically the United Kingdom starts to chart its own course.
What about from these shores, from America's shores? What is the U.S. interest in what happens today?
You know, it depends on your perspective. If you're talking to President Trump, he wants Boris Johnson to win. He doesn't like the European Union. As we know, he likes to deal with nations one-on-one in trade relationships because he thinks the United States has much more leverage against smaller countries. On the other hand, if you were talking to lots of traditionalists, you know, the United Kingdom is a top American ally. Brexit has been, you know, completely, it's been chaotic here politically. And they would like to see the UK move forward limiting its economic damage, having a closer relationship with Europe, and making sure that Europe is cohesive and intact because of the challenges that the West faces, particularly obviously with Vladimir Putin and a much more assertive Russia, but also farther away, Xi Jinping and his Communist Party in China.
NPR's Frank Lankford in London. Nice to talk to you, Frank. Thank you.
Happy to do it, Lisa.